Well, it hardly seems possible, but the Children's Theater is celebrating 100 years of bringing wonderful children and family-friendly productions to the Cincinnati area. And joining me in the studio is Krista Katona-Pilley, who is the marketing director for the Children's Theater. Welcome so much.
Thanks, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Now, there's a lot going on with the 100th season. We'll get to the celebrations in a moment, but let's get to the mainstay, which is the main stage. This is a series that you produce every year at the Taft Theater.
We do. We've been at the Taft Theater for close to 50 years now, and we're so thrilled to be there. It's a wonderful space, and we are pleased to do 4 Broadway-style big shows, a fantastic way to introduce new audiences to the theater. The shows run 1 hour, no intermission, and you don't have to wrangle anyone back after an intermission, and really just a lot of fun, all musicals.
Let's start off with the first one, which comes up later this month, and that's Casper, the friendly musical.
Yes, we're really thrilled to present the world premiere of this show that existed in another life, if you will, and we're the first company to produce sort of a cut-down version of it, but with all of the wonderful production numbers and everything that you've come to love from the Children's Theater of Cincinnati in a ghostly time of year.
And I understand for this production of Casper, there's actually a little more that the audience can do.
Yes, we are encouraging all audience members to come dressed in costume to come and see Casper. And we open during Blink, which is really fantastic to get more and more people downtown. So bring your family, wear your costume, then go explore all Cincinnati has to offer with Blink.
That brings us then to the holiday season. And for those of us of a certain age, we're going to be wanting to bring our grandchildren, children, nieces, and nephews, because you're bringing a Charlie Brown Christmas to the stage.
Yes, we are so thrilled to do this show. Actually, again, we have received so many comments and suggestions to bring it back because it is such a holiday tradition. So it's coming back to the Taft Theater in December. And we're very excited because Local 12's Bob Herzog is going to be part of the show as everyone's favorite dog, Snoopy.
The second half of the season beginning in February is actually kind of a two-punch girl power season, and that's Annie Jr. and Matilda.
Yes, we are thrilled to be bringing kind of the power of her, as I know is an arts wave endeavor this year. Annie Jr., which is a show that we have produced actually 3 times previously, but is such a classic and needs to be seen by children. And Roald Dahl's Matilda, the musical, which is another, as you said, girl power show, a little girl with powers, kind of overcoming her time and place and how she's living. And we're really excited, too, because our producing artistic director, Roderick Justice, is coming back to the stage to portray Miss Trunchbull.
Now, that's not the only series you all are working on. You also have your Showtime series at your facility on Red Bank Road.
Yes, we do. We're very excited to present our touring productions on our home stage on Red Bank. We're starting in September because this year is the 100th year of women's suffrage. And Tracy Walker is writing a show along with Mary Tenzing called Suffragettes. And we're excited to bring that to the stage for children and adults. These shows really translate very well for kids and grownups as well. We have Bah Humbug, which is a fantastic show. We're bringing it back from last year. It's a one-man Christmas carol. So Chris Carter, who is a local actor and just fantastic, he plays every role from Ebenezer Scrooge to Tiny Tim, and it is fantastic. Then we're bringing Coretta Scott King to the stage in January. Harriet Tubman, which will be a one-woman production of Harriet Tubman and also very interactive. Dorothy and Oz is coming to our stage and actually touring all season, but coming to our stage in May. And then Cinderella Wore Cowboy Boots, which is also going to be a one-woman show. Very engaging. People will be brought onto the stage and really interacting and telling the story.
And Bah Humbug's not the only holiday offering the studio series is having.
It is not. We are also bringing Mrs. Claus Saves the Day. Yes, is our other holiday offering. We're really excited to bring that. It's an original piece by Chris Stewart. And they catch the North Pole pox. And Santa's not going to be able to make his normal route. But Mrs. Claus is literally going to save the day.
And there's a lot more going on at the Red Bank Road facility than the studio series. There's a big celebration coming up, isn't there?
There is. We love the season of Halloween. It is the most theatrical holiday, after all. And we are hosting a fundraiser for the Children's Theater of Cincinnati on our 100th year. And it's called the Monster Bash. And it's happening at our Red Bank location. We have all kinds of exciting food and drink, face painting, balloon sculpting. We're going to have a haunted theater experience, and all proceeds will benefit the Children's Theater. And it's for the whole family. We want everyone to wear their costume. And it's on Saturday, October 26th from 5 to 9.
Now, I'd like to mention that Children's Theater has a lot of opportunity for classes and homeschool teachers to bring their kids to see shows, both at the Taft and having a tour come to their school. Tell us a little bit more about the educational outreach.
Yes, our TCT on Tour program has been around for quite a while. It is a way for schools that may not be able to come to our main stage but still want to bring theater to their school. We bring a 4-person acting troupe, kind of theater in a van. They come with their sets, their costumes, a sound system, or we can plug into the school's sound system and bring shows, the Showtime series shows that I mentioned, to schools, to libraries, to community centers, all over the region. We've gone to Iowa, we've gone to New York, we've gone to Washington, but we love performing for schools here in Cincinnati. It's very affordable and a great way for children in school to experience theater.
And for young people who are interested in taking their love of theater beyond just watching, actually becoming part of a theatrical production or learning more about the art, what opportunities are there?
So we have classes at our TCT Academy for children as young as 2 years old and go all the way up to age 18. We have dance classes, drama classes, vocal music classes. We have makeup classes for itty-bitty artists. Those are the ones from 2 to 5 years old. And those are 7-week sessions. We have 2 of those. The second session will begin October 12th. The fall classes, especially in our new facility, it's really a special place to come and learn more about being on the stage and being backstage too.
Now, for local artists and parents and kids who are interested in finding out more about the Children's Theater, you all have a website that has so much information.
There's so much information. We're going to be going through a website redesign just because there is so much information.
With the 100th anniversary coming up this season, what are some of the things that the Children's Theater is looking forward to in the future?
Oh, my goodness. We are looking towards lots of growth and expansion in our academy classes, being able to do more new works, being able to engage artists throughout Cincinnati and beyond. This is such a mecca for the performing arts across the board. Just being able to be a part of that, I think, is really special.
Well, that is the 100th anniversary season at the Children's Theater. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Krista Katona, the marketing director for the Children's Theater. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
For more information on the Children's Theater 100th anniversary season and everything that the Children's Theater has to offer, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.